The Word of God from St. Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. There are many mysteries and misconceptions about the wise men visiting the Christ child. How many wise men were there? Where exactly did they come from? What was the star they saw? When did they arrive? Why did they choose gold, frankincense, and myrrh? But there are many things we do know and can focus on. We celebrate the coming of the wise men on January 6th, 13 days after Christmas. That's why we talk about the 12 days of Christmas. And we call this festival Epiphany, from the Greek meaning showing forth or manifestation. The wise men worship Jesus, showing forth that he is true God and the Savior not just of the Jews, but of all people. Just as we sing in that Advent hymn, "Savior of the nations, come." The wise men knew that the Savior had been born, for they said, "We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." And by coming to worship him, they recognized him to be true God and not just a human being. But they didn't know exactly where to find him. They went to Jerusalem, as you might expect, and they asked, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" Because one expects a king to be born in a capital city, an important place. But Jesus' importance comes not from where he was born, but from who he really is and what he does. He is our God and Savior who changes the whole destiny of the human race. We remember Jesus even more because he was born in that insignificant village called Bethlehem. You can imagine the question, why Bethlehem? Even the prophet includes the idea that Bethlehem might seem to be least among the tribes of Judah. But with this birth, unique in all of history, the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, makes Bethlehem forever famous. The prophecy was clear. The child was to be born in that little village. The prophet Micah wrote those words hundreds of years before Jesus' birth. It's not just a coincidence. It's not a conspiracy made up later. This is our gracious God showing forth his truth and the validity of his word and promise. When he says something, it is true and will come true. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was taken to Egypt to escape Herod's massacre of the young children of Bethlehem. He was raised later in Nazareth. He preached the gospel to the poor. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. All these things were prophesied in detail in the Old Testament and fulfilled specifically through Jesus' sinless and holy life. Even Jesus' death and resurrection are foretold in astounding detail. He was the Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the promised Savior. But where do we find Jesus today? We can't follow his star as the wise men did. If we travel to Jerusalem, Jesus doesn't live there anymore. We find him where Isaiah found him, where David found him, where Abraham found him, where Micah found him, where Herod and the wise men had to find him. Herod asked the priests and scribes, the Bible scholars, where to find Jesus. And they found their answer in Holy Scripture, in the words of God's holy prophets. Jesus was where he was promised to be, born in Bethlehem. And today he has promised us, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And he says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And he says, eat, drink, this is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of sins. In his word and sacraments, Jesus comes to us to give us faith and forgiveness for eternal life. As we worship the Christ child at Christmas time, he's not just that cute baby in the manger, but he is the eternal Son of God who became our human brother to deliver us from darkness and death. The wise men brought him gifts and sacrifices to thank him and to worship him for salvation. We have nothing to bring but ourselves and our service. We belong to him because he has redeemed us, bought us back from slavery to sin, and we are now his eager servants who live to honor him. The prophecy says of Bethlehem, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. He is our ruler, our king, our Lord. He rules us now in his kingdom of grace as a gentle shepherd, guiding, tending, nourishing, and protecting us every day. We look forward to his glorious return when he shall also rule us in his kingdom of glory, when we shall be delivered from darkness and death and live eternally in the kingdom of light and life. There, all our questions will be answered. There will be no more mysteries. There we will see Jesus face to face, worship him in perfect purity, and share with him all the joys of heaven. We have seen the star of his holy word, and we come to worship him. May God grant us faith and hope and love in this blessed season and throughout our life, until we see him and worship him forever in glory everlasting. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen.